So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We approach 4 o'clock here on a big football Friday. Brady Cook will make his first start in the NFL on Sunday.
Woo-hoo!
For the New York Jets against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Excited?
I am more excited to see Brady Cook than I would be to see Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields.
Who's the backup in this game?
Adrian Martinez.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, the Jets brought Adrian Martinez back. Justin Fields is still, I don't even know if he's hurt. I don't know what's going on with Justin Fields. Because remember, there was a story a few weeks ago. We didn't even focus on it that much because it was so relevant.
Yeah.
That he was asked to come into some plays in Wildcat and on gadget plays, and Justin respectfully declined. It leaked out. Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn was asked about it. Didn't deny it, just said, I'm going to keep that private.
Right.
And then a week later, he has a mysterious knee injury and isn't the backup.
Yeah.
Soft.
Yes.
Or he just doesn't want to play, which I guess is the same
thing. Yeah.
Soft.
Thank
or maybe
you,
the Jets don't want to play him. That could be the other thing.
No, because, I mean, he's already guaranteed $10 million of his deal next year. I think because 40 was guaranteed, whatever the number was.
No, but I'm saying
30 was guaranteed.
The reason I think the Jets may not want to play him is, I mean, I'll ask you, if Tom Coughlin asked you to do something, nah, you're too good. You're not a good example. Sorry, you're too good. If they asked, you know, Kent Graham to do something,
yeah,
and Kent's like, nah, I'm good. Wouldn't the reaction be screw?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah,
would
definitely.
No,
you're right. No, you're right. Your instinct is right. If you're going to not be a team player and do what we're asking you to do to help us, because you're not going to be our quarterback of the future, and you say, no, I'm good. I get my knee hurts, then all right, fine. Your knee hurts. I'm surprised they don't put him on IR.
Yeah, put him on IR.
Just get rid of him.
I was about to ask you, why don't you just release his ass?
You could, because the dead hit is actually, I think the dead hit is too much more than the cap hit for next year's
salary. I think that's a post-June first cut for next year.
That's right. Exactly,
it's a salary cap.
But I don't know why they don't just put him on IR.
No, that would make more sense, because I don't think he's going to play again.
Just end this season.
Yeah.
Put him on IR, get him out of the locker room.
The other day, we played audio of Mike Kafka. This was from Hard Knocks, in which he cursed a lot. And Sean Morash made the declaration that Mike Kafka made the F word uncool. So I wanted to challenge that, because I was able to pull audio of me saying the F word, because I think I am uncooler than Mike Kafka. And so Al, Tiki, Tommy.
Yes, I'll be fair judge here.
You all be the fair judge here. Let's start with Mike Kafka, just in case you missed it. This was a little bit of Mike Kafka from Hard Knocks dropping the F-bomb in a very geeky way.
I love this team. I promise you we're going to get to where we want to go. Recharge us bye week or come back and go dominate. And if you ain't about that life, get the out. You guys feel me on that?
Sir.
That's where I want to be with this group. All right? Let's break this up. JMS.
Ready.
So, very geeky.
Yeah. The other thing is, John Michael Schmidt broke them down.
That's true.
They drew straws. I'd ask for my release after that.
So here am I on a drunk Rico also dropping an F-bomb. Oh, I don't normally like to drop nice. F-bombs. I try to keep the Rico rated PG or rated G, but it was a drunk Rico. So, you know, things happen. Take a listen.
This is why I know that a drunken Rico would never get me in trouble, because my honesty is never really bad. My honesty is genuine. My honesty is never going to say anything offensive. It's just going to tell you how I feel. I can't trust this team. This team is so freaking untrustable.
Am I geekier than Mike Kafka?
Well, you didn't follow it up with another one.
Bang! If you would have led with a second one, you made it nerdy by saying freaking.
I know. Right. It was golden until you're like, freaking. Freaking.
You got to double down on that.
Let me hear that again. Did he put the G on the end of it?
I can't trust this team. This team is so freaking untrustable.
Even the G on the end of it. Dude.
Come on.
Didn't even go friggin'.
I know. If you're going to go friggin', just say friggin'. Friggin', not fricking.
So if I doubled down on the F-bomb, I would have been cooler than Kafka?
Yes. Wow, yes. That was universal.
Yes, it's unanimous. Even the silent Sean back there believed it.
All right.
Sean, do you believe it? He's nodding yes.
Fake Sean, do you believe it?
Yes, you sounded like a total dweeb there saying freaking. I would have stuffed you in a locker if we were back in high school.
Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Josh is in Smithtown. What's up, Josh? Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. You know, I heard Tiki made the point of being like almost like a little bit of a quarterback crisis in the NFL. And
yeah.
He was specifically talking about the veterans available for next year for the Jets. But even looking at, you know, the guys who are currently playing that are starters, you know, Stafford and May, obviously your MVP candidates. Mahomes mm-hmm. having a great year. Josh Allen's been a little inconsistent. And then after that, I mean, it's kind of like a real mess. I mean, Hurts, they're talking about benching, which I think is crazy, but still.
Right.
Dak, you know, Dak's playing pretty well. The Bears are winning games, I don't think because of their quarterback as much as their coach, but I guess that's a conversation for another time.
He's just not making mistakes. Really, he's not making mistakes, so that's why they're winning.
Right, exactly. And so when you look at, you know, the quarterback landscape moving forward, especially going into next year and the NFC, I think Jackson Dart has a real legitimate chance, you know, depending on who they hire, to be like a top three quarterback in the NFC.
I mean, and we I don't hope know so. Just... We hope so. Look, at some point, Matt Stafford, who is 37, wait, Sean, what? Okay, that's right, you can't talk.
Sean came in to hand me a read.
Yes.
He's doing the work for Al and even Tommy.
At some point, Matt Stafford is going to age out of it.
Yeah.
Because he's 37 now, and so next year will be his 38th season. Sam Darnold, I don't know. I think he can be better than either way, I think Jackson Dart can be better than Sam Darnold.
I think
he can be better than Brock Purdy.
Think about it this way, all right? And watch this.
I don't know who's playing quarterback in Arizona.
Think about this. All right, we're going to do a little provoking.
Yes.
But it's kind of true, and it's an interesting debate.
Yes.
If you looked at this division, if you looked at the NFC East,
mm-hmm.
we all know Dak is overrated. We all know Jalen Hurts is on the outs. And Jaden Daniels is already proving he is an injury-prone, overrated quarterback.
Yeah.
So is it possible that Jackson Dart is already the best quarterback in the NFC East?
I can't co-sign that. I met his mom. She's good people.
Who are we talking about? Jaden's mom?
Jaden's mom.
I don't know. I'm starting to feel out like Jaden is soft and overrated.
By the way, are you worried about Jaden Daniels? Because
no.
This is not anywhere similar. I know people have brought this up as RG3. It's not even close to the same. Even though he did have a knee injury, not nearly as devastating as RG3's. But he is getting hurt. He's getting hit and hurt a lot. Well, are you worried about it?
No. No, I think this would be a learning lesson for him. And also, when you have three running backs, you don't really have a running back.
Mm.
A lot of guys have been hurt. Terry not being there to start the season or being healthy has also hurt the team as well.
Right. Terry McLaurin.
I'm not worried about Jaden Daniels. And by the way, Evan, that's the same Jaden Daniels that took his team to the NFC Championship game last year. Put some respect on the man's name.
No, I like Jaden Daniels. I do, but I'm just saying, like, Robert Griffin III also started great, went 9-6, was in the playoffs, life was good, and then the following year they were 3-10.
The difference?
What's the Commanders' record right now?
3-10.
Okay. Difference? RG3 was a huge diva. And he put out that all-in for week one BS, and that got him in trouble.
I'm not re-debating RG3, even though I did just bring it up. I'm just saying, look, I'm a Jaden Daniels believer. I think before the year I made some kind of declaration that they'll win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years because of him. But he's had a rough year.
Yeah.
And injuries are a part of roughness. It's not just, oh, he got hurt. It happens. Like, a lot of the criticism at the feet of Jackson Dart is about injuries. Like, it's a scarlet letter. And Jaden Daniels rushes his way back. He injures his hand. He's not playing. It's not that the Commanders are tanking. It's that the Commanders are saying, we don't want to mess around with this guy.
Yeah, I think, they're not trying to get him re-hurt. Look, I'm just trying to get back to his point about Jackson Dart being a top three quarterback.
Well, start with the NFC East. Is he the best quarterback in the division? Let's work our way out.
He can be. The problem is Dak is actually still good. Dak is really good.
But with Hurts collapsing and Jaden being an injury question, Jackson Dart is towards the top in just this division itself.
Yeah, absolutely. He can be there.
Now the rest of the conference.
And so the rest of the conference, Jordan Love, you gotta put up there. Caleb, I'm not yet.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Minnesota, no, definitely not JJ. Detroit, Jared Goff.
Nah, he's ahead.
Yeah, of course he is. But again, he'll age out. So he'll age out. Maybe it's not next year, but in 2 years, 3 years, he'll be a top three quarterback.
Here's what I know.
In the NFC.
In this division, and this is the beauty of football, I guess, the fall of Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels has certainly changed the perception of the quarterback rankings in this division.
I agree.
Whether you're worried about Jaden Daniels or not, Al, that's fine. You don't have to be. He could still be great. This was a disastrous season, and he's a part of it. And there's no denying that.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about injuries. The man has been in the blue 10 how many times already his rookie season?
No, I agree. That's one of the questions around Jackson.
That's the issue. Seven. And he's way bigger than Jaden Daniels when it comes to physicality.
Yeah.
I hate that word. I just used it. Damn it.
I give you four number ones for Jaden Daniels. You want to do it?
No.
Oh, okay. I would, despite all the injury questions.
The future is still there for Jaden Daniels.
Nah, of course.
You're not worried about it yet.
And space. They have plenty of cap space as well.
You're not worried about it yet.
I agree.
Yet is the operative word.
Let's go to Andrew in Sterling, New Jersey. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Listen, I want to say the first thing, I love the show, but I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, man.
On the way home from work.
Appreciate you, Andrew.
And now, I'm just a casual baseball fan. You know, I like the Mets and the Yankees. But I think that they're overrating the value of Diaz and Alonso. I mean, you're not replacing, you know, Mariano Rivera and Reggie Jackson here. These guys, I've heard so many times that you guys bitch and moan about, Diaz... a terrible night, and how could he do that? And Alonso, he threw the ball too high, and he made the guy hurt his freaking leg, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're overrated. They're overrated.
Period. He caused the downfall of Senga.
I know you guys love him. I know you love him,
but
they're overrated.
But I think the mistake you're making, Andrew, with all due respect, is that when you love people, you're going to criticize them.
Hmm.
I mean, I was on this radio station long enough that even Derek Jeter gets criticized. So I don't think it's fair to say, well, Met fans said this about Pete Alonso or this about Edwin Diaz. Yeah, that's sports.
Right.
We say, do you know some of the things that were said about Eli Manning on this radio station?
Mm-hmm.
Or Tiki Barber? Like, it doesn't mean we didn't love Tiki or love Eli, but...
No, you do now. You hated me. Don't lie. It's all good. It's all good.
Maybe early on in your
career. That's what I mean. It's all
good. Catch the freaking ball, Tiki!
Yes, it's all good. I had no problem catching the ball. I had well over 500 receptions. It was holding on to the ball.
As we remember. it's not fair to say, well, you used to say this about that guy and this guy. And again, is Pete Alonso a first ballot Hall of Famer? No. Mm-hmm. Is Edwin Diaz Mariano Rivera? No.
Not until he becomes a Hall of Famer with the Orioles.
Right. Then it's a different story.
Exactly.
But they're very good players that Met fans are upset as no longer on the team. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the extreme and say, well, he's not Mickey Mantle, so stop crying. Like, they're good players. And I think the Mets are right now battling to be as good, if not better, with the hole they've created. Now, Tiki said it's a long offseason. He's right. A lot can happen. But in this moment, they lost two really good ballplayers, and they have nothing to show for it. I mean,
Yet.
And they have replaced Edwin with Devin Williams. I do want to point that out, as much as that doesn't excite people. That is the reality.
But I mean, look, if Devin Williams turns back to 2023 Devin Williams, you will be excited about it.
Yes, he was an elite level closer.
Right. He was hurt in 2024, and when he, back injury, he played through it, whatever, pitched 21 innings, I think, that game, that year, and then Pete Alonso tattooed him.
Yep.
And then he struggled mightily for the first half of the season with the Yankees.
The thing that bothered me the most about Edwin Diaz is he opted out, and then he wanted input of them to go to him and say, hey, we signed Devin Williams.
Yeah, that's why I discount him saying he was upset, or at least the report is he was upset that they signed Devin Williams.
I disagree with you guys about that. I think because I'll tell you why.
When you opt out, and you are not in a relationship with the team any longer, it is a relationship with the agent. What the hell do you expect? David Stearns to call him up. Hey, Edwin, just letting you know, giving you a heads up, buddy. We're thinking about signing Devin Williams. What do you think about that? Who? What's the point of informing him? Because you don't care about his opinion.
It's not about asking his opinion. Because I don't care about his opinion. Here's exactly what it is. Miscommunication can lead to breakups. It can lead to divorces.
They were already halfway broken up anyways.
No. Hold on. We don't know why Edwin Diaz never took his offer back to the Mets. That's like a mystery now. Is it that he just wanted to leave? Is it that he loved L.A.?
He was mad because of Devin Williams.
Okay, well, then the Mets screwed up. Because there's no reason to not communicate our intentions of, hey, we still want to keep you. We signed this player hoping he can set up for you. The negotiations will continue. We hope it works out. We just want to let you know this doesn't change the way we view you. By not doing that, if that cost them Edwin Diaz, then they screwed up. Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys are wrong.
I got it to Evan. I love you, brother. That's soft. That's weak.
It's not about being soft. It's about communicating.
No, it's weak. It's weak because communicating doesn't matter. When Edwin Diaz opted out, let's get this trajectory correct.
Mm-hmm.
When Edwin Diaz finish the season and opts out. He said, this is business. This is not about me loving you. This is not about me wanting to be here. This is not about anything else other than business. And if you're going to put a relationship into a business conversation, you're going to get treated like a business friend, not or a business relationship, not a friend that everybody's now assuming, oh, he had the obligation. No, you don't. You opted out of a contract that you had. You became a business partner now, period.
And the Mets made bad business. It's not about an obligation of being nice.
Great.
No, not great. They lost him.
No, it's not. Who cares? He wanted to go to the Dodgers because he was upset in a business relationship that they did something without consulting him.
Yeah, that's bad business by the
that
Mets.
That is not bad business
disagree,
by the Mets.
Disagree, they lost the player they wanted to keep.
How about if it was this way?
Or maybe they didn't want to keep him.
Well, then that's different. Like, if they didn't want to keep him, then it's the masterclass of letting a guy go.
Right.
But if you wanted to keep him, I always think communication, there's no negative to it. Like, again, you're not asking him permission. It's not soft. I don't know why you guys classify it that way. It's just, I'm going to communicate, we want you. Let's not get any lines twisted. And if they didn't do that, and that led to Edwin not taking the offer back, then you guys are clearly wrong.
So one of two things happened. Mm-hmm. They either didn't want him, right?
Okay.
Or because he put this in a business relationship, they treated him like a business relationship. To me, that's how I see it.
Okay, and I see that if you, first of all, the first part, if they didn't want him back, fine. Like, who cares? Right. We move on. I'm assuming they wanted him back. All I've heard is that they were expecting Diaz to come back with the 3-year $69 million offer and the Mets had wiggle room. I've heard that from numerous places. Mm-hmm. We've all heard it. So they were stunned that Diaz never took the offer back. If he didn't take the offer back because he was bothered, they didn't communicate their intentions after they signed Devin Williams, then
that's
I apologize.
That's just presumptuous of him then.
Okay, well, then you guys are wrong and the Mets did bad business. I'll say it again. Then be more open and communicate.
But why?
Adam out of the, because it cost you a player. Why? If that's what happened, wouldn't that teach you to just be more communicable with the players, even if they're free agents?
He wasn't a Met anymore.
It doesn't
he
matter.
He opted out.
It doesn't matter. Did you want him back?
Yeah, I wanted him back.
So why wouldn't you tell him we still want you back?
He opted
How's that hurt?
Out. We don't know if they told him that. He opted out.
Yeah, we don't know that they didn't say, we want you back.
No, no. When they signed Devin Williams, clarify to him or his agent, we still want to sign you. If they didn't do that, I'm sorry, fellas. I think they screwed up.
Yeah.
The only way I'd be on Diaz's side is if he didn't opt out. They signed Williams without saying anything to him, where he's still a Met. Then I could see him being butthurt.
No, I disagree. Who cares at that point? He's on the contract. I don't care what his feelings are.
Meaning he can
you have a job. Go do it.
He opts out after you sign Devin Williams.
Oh, I got you. Yes, I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. Listen, a part of why I feel this way, everything that's said matters.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Ottavino threw out a line that we all moved on from. Actually, you remembered it when he said David Stearns is bad at communicating. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
And I think your eyes perked up. You're like, oh, that's interesting. And we kind of moved on, and I even excused it. Well, you know, Ottavino was DFA'd a million times, probably upset he didn't get that personal phone call. Communication matters. It matters in our business. It matters in sports. It matters in all businesses.
Right.
And sometimes that simple text or phone call to say, hey, we still
want
you.
I just don't think it operates that way. I mean, hell, my free agent year, they drafted Ron Dane. I didn't get a reassurance. We went to the Super Bowl that season, but I didn't get a reassurance that, hey, man, we really want you, dude. I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea until the offseason, until we started talking, and we finally got a deal done. It took forever because they had to do Strahan and Sehorn first, but whatever. It happened. But it was because I wanted to be here. I didn't even really look anywhere else. Edwin Diaz was looking elsewhere.
I think you are very unique in that you were clearly going to want to be here. I think Edwin was open-minded. I think Edwin was, I'd like to be here, I guess. Let me look around. And it obviously backfired. Look, at the end of the day, they didn't keep a player they wanted to keep. And so I think sometimes you look at, well, what went wrong? To me, that is certainly a real possibility that that's what went wrong.
Right.
But okay, we agree to disagree, even though I'm right and you two are wrong.
I'll stop it.
Let's go to Jamie in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All's
First
good.
Of all, I'd like to... the way things are going at WFAN, I think the general manager of the Mets is running WFAN. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Stop.
What
they
got.
Leave the architect
doing.
Alone.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a rip.
No,
I'm not
it's
sure.
Not. It's not a compliment. I don't like what they're doing. I love everybody where it was. But listen, I'm going to switch subjects real quick. And I believe that the best coach for the New York Giants is John Gruden. No doubt. He's a disciplinarian.
Why?
He'll come in, he'll kick some tail, and he'll definitely get the best out of Jackson Dart. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I think he gets a perception as a disciplinarian because of his act. I don't think he's actually a disciplinarian. I think he is more of he's a motivator. I don't know how up on the modern game that he is. And let's face it, after his Super Bowl victory with the Bucks, maybe he had another good year. He hasn't had a lot of success coaching in the NFL.
No, he's incredibly overrated. And I think the reason he's become overrated is because of his perception on television.
Mm-hmm.
Now his perception with Barstool. He's a likable guy.
Yeah.
And I think that if you actually sit back and look at the results over the last decade and a half, you'd look like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly impressive.
I think the idea of him is greater than the actuality of him.
Yes. You know what I think John Gruden should do? I think if he wants to coach, he has every right to just say, screw it, I'm going to be a star at Barstool and be really successful.
By the way, as Evan said 3 weeks ago when this very first came up and after Dave was fired, he is suing the league, and it's because of emails that were extraordinarily insensitive to race and other things, and the Giants are party to a lawsuit involving a racial issue.
Yeah, they're not hiring
there's
him.
There's no way this is happening.
Absolutely.
Stop bringing it up.
It's a waste of time to talk about it. It doesn't even mean, like, I get our last caller saying you'd want to hire him. That's cool. I get it. I understand the appeal. Because of those things that we brought up, the lawsuit he is still involved in, the lawsuit against the Giants, it is so not happening. Mike Francesa has a better chance to be the head coach of the New York Football Giants than John Gruden.
Okay.
But what I think John should do is go to college. I think that's what he should do. If he wants to. If he wants to coach.
I wonder if he'd have the tolerance for the nonsense of the student-athlete these days.
I don't know if he would, but I would assume that there would be plenty of relatively big-time schools that would absolutely hire him.
100%.
And the reason I would advise that to John is if he goes back and coaches in college as a relatively big program and has great success, I think the job opportunities in the NFL will start to change.
Yeah, it's the Jim Harbaugh thing.
And I think being active, not just being a TV star, will enhance his value. Performance will enhance his value. And a desperate enough team will say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to make the move. Right now, being entertaining on Barstool doesn't necessarily help him get a head coaching job. With that said, he is very entertaining.
No, he is. He's great.
So that is true. Let's go to Jake in Connecticut. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's on your mind today?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, one, quickly, before I get to the point, I just want to say congrats, I think, for you guys moving, but I'm not happy. Now I don't get to hear you coming home from work.
Yeah, but here's the good thing about this, Jake, and the beauty is technology. If you want to hear us and we're not on because our show is already over, you rewind on the Odyssey app. You can listen to
us at
5 o'clock in the morning if you want it. Yeah,
that's right. And then one more quick thing before I get to my point. Are you guys staying on SNY or do you know?
No, I think that the slot 4 to 6 will be still on SNY, but it'll be the newer show with Big Mac and Craig.
With Craig.
And my understanding is we'll be on YouTube. So I guess if you really want to see our faces, that will be on the WFAN YouTube page. That is my understanding.
All right.
So there you go.
Good to hear. Well, anyway, my buddy and I, so I'm a Yankee fan. My buddy's a Mets fan. We were talking, and obviously he's all annoyed at everything. But we're kind of thinking, like, Stearns and Steve and Cohen and then Cashman and Howell, are they kind of, like, thinking in future, like, oh, wait, we might be having a lockout. And, oh, maybe that this is going to happen where maybe there is going to be some sort of cap or something that's going to mess with us and deep down in the next few years, we're going to struggle to sign free agents. So I don't know if you guys have any idea on that either. Is that what's happening? Because I'm kind of confused too. Like, why are we not giving Bellinger even? I would still give him a sixth year right now. Like, give him one.
My understanding is that has not affected the Mets and the Yankees.
No.
And publicly, they've all denied it, that it is business as usual.
Yeah. It's something that they obviously have to think about, but I don't think it's affecting their off seasons right now.
You know where it's going to be interesting? And this is a misconception, even in the Mets text chat that we have. The idea that this is the last offseason before the lockout. Sort of not true. The lockout will not start next year until December 1st, which means when the World Series ends, with the New York Mets defeating the Kansas City Royals in the 20th. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Right.
When the L.A. Dodgers win their third straight championship. Yeah,
that's more like it.
There's going to be an offseason for about a month, and it's going to be nuts. Because guys are going to sign.
Yeah, they're gonna push their agents to get deals done.
In fact, Tarek Skubal, if I had to predict, is going to sign in the middle of November of 2026. He's going to sign before the lockout. And I think then for those teams, it's fair to wonder, like, oh, how do you go into an offseason in which half of it is with no rules or the current rules, and then the other half may have vastly different rules?
Yeah, you're going to come out the other side and be like, wait, I can't get a big money deal? What happened?
Right.
There's cap.
I think
there
next
likely isn't going to be a cap.
There's not going to be a cap. Why do people think that?
Just because it's the only major league without one, and it feels like it's a bunch of haves. No, it's a handful of haves and a lot of have-nots.
What do I have to put on the line to prove my confidence? There will be no salary cap in Major League Baseball.
How about a floor?
How about a what?
A floor. You have to spend a certain amount.
No. I think the floor. First of all, if I had to guess, I'd say there won't be a floor. But that's not my point. Like, maybe there will be a floor. I don't know. I would say no. I'm saying there is no chance there'll be a salary cap. And I'm confident about it, and I'm willing to put something on the line. But what should I put on the line?
And before you put something on the line, are you Mikal Bridges won't get traded to the Knicks confident, or Brandon Nimmo won't get traded from the Mets confident? Like, where's your confidence scale right now?
More than that.
Really?
Wow.
We got to brainstorm this one, Teague and
Al. Yeah, we got to think about this.
I got it.
Evan's on a cold streak right now.
Yeah, and I don't think you're right at all.
You don't think I'm right at all?
I think there is a good chance there could be a salary cap.
There's no chance.
I'm just telling you.
All right.
Economics of baseball are convoluted, and some of these teams are not making money. The Mets did not make money.
Okay.
And they are major market.
You can tell me whatever you want. There will be no salary cap.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now.
Let me throw something out there.
The more the Dodgers do, the more owners and organizations are going to start pushing for a salary
cap. Oh, they'll push for it, and there still won't be a salary cap.
Okay.
I've seen this before.
All right.
And we may blow up baseball while we're at it. There will never be a salary cap in Major League Baseball.
Okay, Evan. Then put this on the line. Since Al is sitting here today for Sean, because they had a bet on the Giants-Washington game in week one, Commanders won, so Al is now doing Sean's job. How about if there is a salary cap in baseball, you have to do my job now, and that is run the board for a week.
A week?
Wow.
I was about to accept a day, I mean.
Okay, how about for one day?
Done.
But not on this show.
What show am I running?
On my show, big guy. That's right. I'm going to tell you what to do on After Hours starting January 5th. You accept?
Done.
Okay.
Now, what do I get when there is no salary cap?
You get to be right. What do you mean?
I just get to be right?
Yes. What do you mean you get? You don't get. You get squadouche. What do you don't get? What do you get?
How about a day's pay?
A day of Tommy's pay?
Correct.
What am I going to do with that?
It's supposed to be a reward, I think.
What, do some laundry?
It would be taking a massive pay cut, but yes. I'll think of something. But do you accept that end of the deal?
Oh, no. I know what I want. I know what I want.
I'm not saying anything nice about the Nets. It
has nothing to do with you opening your mouth. In fact, it's the opposite. If there is no salary cap like I projected, so if I lose, I got to run the board on your show. If I win, Tommy has to run the board for his own show with guest host Ozzy in Woodridge. Ozzy in Woodridge, how you doing, man? Do you like that? If there's no salary cap in baseball, assuming I get boss's approval, which, by the way, has no chance of happening, you get to host the night show, the After Hours, with Tommy running the board. What do you think of that, Oz?
The Varsity Show. I can see it on the marquee right now.
Done!
I like it.
We accept.
Nice. Little did you know, Tommy, you're going to tank your show in year one.
Yep, I stepped right into that.
Oh, boy.
What's on your mind?
Before we get into another thing that little teacup Tommy said before, that he's cowering into the corner now because Tiki's around. Evan, Are either your lovely mother or awesome father a redhead?
No. Well, my dad used to be. My father was a redhead when he was younger, and then it turned brown.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's why Evan's hair is turning brown slowly.
Yeah, I am like my dad. I made a reference yesterday that I was conceived on a red couch. That just seems to be a happy coincidence.
I thought you got your red hair from that red couch, perhaps, so I wasn't sure. But you're just following along the lines of your father's hair.
Correct.
His hair history.
Correct.
All right. Yeah.
Apples but don't fall far.
What's that?
Apples don't fall far from the tree, unless.
No, that's a good tree to fall from. Unless, from every account, his father is a great man.
Unless they're on a hill.
That's true. He's rolling and rolling. Gravity always wins,
that's
man.
That's
right. Yes. Are you done?
Evan.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I got another call, and I thought I got hung up on. I got another guess who for you.
Go ahead.
Here's the hint. All right.
Okay.
He was as quiet as a teacup cat before when the topic came up. Whose idea for the rest of the Giants season is to tank so much that they start Russell Wilson for the rest of the season? Be damned all the hard-earned money from Giant fans who are going to be at the last three home games for the Giants. Let's start Russell Wilson. So we can get that first overall.
So you're guaranteed
pick.
To
Whose
lose.
Idea was that?
Who had that idea?
That was our resident generational talent.
You had that idea,
Mookie. I did the other day. Yes. I came on the air and I said
they might take a show from him after that.
Ozzy, I thought it was my greatest idea yet.
Wait a second. I apologize.
I thought you knew about this.
I listened to a lot of your program. In fact, I took some clips that we've already played on the show today. You're telling me you went on the radio and suggested that the Giants start Russell Wilson so that they could tank?
Strongly.
Correct.
Strongly, too, Evan.
It was
like fully committed.
Oh, yeah.
Not like I got an idea, or maybe it was, they need to start Russell Wilson so he can lose. He sucks.
Please don't do that. I want to lose Sunday. Please don't do that.
I have come up with the solution to make both the Giant fan and Jet fan happy because we've all been miserable for years. Giants lose out. The best way you lose out is by starting Russell Wilson for the rest of the year. You get the number one overall pick, and you trade it to the Jets.
So let me get this straight. You went into training camp and preached with a T-shirt with a special sign that said, start dart. You were commended by Tiki for a brilliant idea.
Correct.
It got hung on our wall, and now as the season comes to a close, you flip to start Russ.
It is now time.
Start Russ.
It's time to sit dart. And there's a lot of Giant fans that don't want to see him get hurt. And the way they're going to implement dart anyway, it's going to be a vanilla Jackson dart. They're going to put the training wheels on him. So we're not going to see the Jackson dart we saw earlier in the season. I think everybody wins in this spot. The Jets get their franchise quarterback. They can pick at one. And the Giants can get all the Jets picks for the number one pick.
This is without a doubt your dumbest idea.
I disagree. I think it's my greatest idea. Russell Wilson gives the Giant fan... Because what was the reaction after the game? We can't ask Fatso here, so I'll do it for him. Hey, Fake Sean, what was the topic after the game? This is going to be another Tommy DeVito situation. The Giants are going to win unnecessary games here. Well, how do you fix that? You start Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. He gives you the best chance to lose. He's cooked. He's shot. He doesn't want to be out there. He's literally the worst quarterback in the history of the world right now. He cannot play. It allows the Giants to keep the number one overall pick, and then we watch the Jets dance. We get their picks. It helps the Giants out. The Jets get their quarterback, and both franchises can be happy.
And you don't like this idea?
That sounds like collusion.
Please don't do that. I want to lose Sunday, please. Please
he wants the control.
Please.
He wants the Commanders to have that
So
control.
Al likes my idea because everybody, it's a hot commodity, the number one overall pick, because of the Jets.
That is how far Russell Wilson has fallen, where people are fighting over him not starting or starting based on how he's going to tank a season. Well, I give you credit. It's very creative. I'd say top five worst idea you've ever had.
Yeah.
When we come back, the latest in 25 and 25, counting down the most memorable New York sports moments of the year. It is Evan and Tiki on a very cold Friday here in New York City, here until about 6:30. Every day at 4:30, we're a little late today. I apologize. That is my fault. We have been counting down the most memorable moments in New York sports from the year that was. This is a list put together by a committee here at WFAN. If you have missed 25 through 14, I'm not going to go through it, but you can check out the WFAN YouTube page. We're going to collect them and put them all together. We are now down to number 13, number 12, and number 11. And next week, we will find out the top 10. We'll unveil two each day. And by Friday, we will find out the most memorable moment in New York sports. But today, it is unlucky number 13.
Number 13. Tears are shed as the Giants finally beat the Eagles.
Because tonight, for the first time in too many damn years versus the Philadelphia Eagles, we had the better quarterback, we had the better running back, and we had the better football team, Justin. How good does that feel, man?
So definitely a memorable moment.
Oh,
made even more memorable and interesting by Sean weeping.
100%, which is why I think Sean crying definitely had to be, like, you know, a part of it.
Oh, it had to be.
I mean,
but look, be honest, the Giants dominated that game. They really did. And so the Eagles obviously were a little bit flawed early in their season, as we're starting to see now in three straight losses, but It was impressive because nobody saw that coming.
Well, you're 100% right.
Except for me, I predicted it.
I think we actually all did predict it.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think it was one of those weird nights.
Our show picked it.
Everybody did.
Yes.
I picked him to win. Sean definitely picked him to win. I think Tommy took the points but didn't pick him to win.
No, I picked them to win. Sean took the points, not for them to win.
All right, I apologize.
Oh, all good, dude.
Thank you for correcting it.
Yeah. Which is why Sean was so emotional.
Probably so. What I also think contributed to Sean's emotion, it's a shame we can't hear from Sean. You know what? We'll ask Al to speak for Sean.
Yes.
So whatever you think Sean would say, Al, could be the answer. But I wondered if the Yankees' embarrassment from the night before, being in the building with me, torturing him a little bit.
I almost forget that was the same
week. It was the day before.
Yeah, I remember.
I almost wonder if that made you cry more because you had kind of dealt with the Yankee embarrassment a day earlier.
I was feeling so heartbroken.
He was also being filmed like a zoo animal by Evan Roberts.
Turn on me.
Oh, I'm not turning on you. I'm just saying I think he was cranky because he was being treated like a hippopotamus, basically, for your and other Met fans' pleasure.
Tommy,
yeah.
You and Al missed an opportunity, and it's your fault.
It's definitely your fault, Evan. I agree.
It's your fault.
Oh, it's my fault.
In 2024, we were standing together, the three of us, Al Cintron, Tommy Lugauer, and Evan Roberts, as Edwin Diaz was on the mound trying to protect a three-run lead against the Phillies in a closeout game. Al and Tommy, to their credit, were confident. I was shaking like a child. And if any of them had the foresight, they could have stuck a camera in my face, too.
You know why they didn't?
Why?
Because that's invasion of privacy. Of sports fan privacy. And you do it willingly. Shame on you. Shame.
Also, I wonder if the Giants' season spiraling since hurts that moment a little bit.
Yeah.
It does. That's
definitely
a top seven because moment if they're good. Look, you know?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Beat the Chargers, and then what was the game in between?
The Saints.
Saints. All right. You beat the Chargers, and then that nonsense that happens with the Saints was frustrating because they should have blown out the Saints. And then you beat the Eagles, and after that point, you're just saying to yourself, this team actually might be freaking good.
Yeah.
And so I think what's happened since has it's depressing. Because you're like, yeah, we're not really that good.
Isn't that the last win they've gotten?
Yes.
let me ask you this, Tiggy, as the giant guy. And yeah. You too, Tommy.
Just not Sean. He's not the giant guy.
Well, he can't talk.
He's just mute.
Even if you did ask him, he can't talk.
He's just giant.
The Eagles' downfall, does that diminish that win at all?
That's a good question.
I mean, a little bit, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because some of the faults that we talked about it in the week leading up to the game. Like, they were aging out at the old line a little bit. Lane Johnson was hurt. He ended up getting hurt. Jordan Mailata wasn't playing great run defense, still a great pass blocker. But Saquon was a shell of what he was a year before. And then you could see it. You could see the cracks. And then a few weeks later, they're fully exposed. Their defense is still pretty good.
Yeah,
so you give credit to the giant offense still, but you knew that they were vulnerable.
It's funny. I think looking at the Eagles now, yes. I think looking at the Giants now, mm-hmm. yes, it kind of ruins it. But in the moment, you beat the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, you're not dismissing
and
or discounting
just
that
beat
in
them,
any way.
You embarrassed them.
Right. And you won 2 out of 3. You beat the Chargers, a playoff team. You beat the Eagles, and it felt like they were trending upwards.
I must say, we've been on the air for 2.5 hours. Al's done a great job. Tommy's done a great job.
Thank you.
Sean has done a great job of watching this. This is the moment where Sean's about to explode. He needs to speak. And I don't even know what he wants to speak about.
He could speak. He's got 16 Giants podcasts, and we could play a clip of it, Evan, on Monday. I'm sorry. Did anybody hear an annoying zzz in the background there? Yeah. He's got 17 different platforms. He could cry about it there, and we could play it back on Monday.
You got an infestation in there? Would you like me to call the exterminator?
Please. We need it out of here removed immediately.
Box over his head. All right. Let's get to number 12 here in 25 and 25.
Number 12. The Yankees season ends quietly in a loss to the Blue Jays in Game 4 of the ALDS.
Guerrero backs off at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to the American League Championship Series, which starts on Sunday as Hoffman gives a very defiant look at the Yankee dugout.
Yeah, I think that call perfectly exemplifies that game. It was a sleepy game.
Yeah.
It was a non-exciting game, and it was just a quiet finish to what was, they won a 94-game regular season.
Yeah, and they were tied for the best record in the American League. We all know how what should have and could have happened, but that description was exactly right.
Yes.
It felt just like a quiet, all right, you're gone.
Yeah.
We'll see you next year.
And what's crazy is
it's over.
I stayed to the bitter end, and I was like alone. Sean was there. He left early. Mm-hmm. Everybody left early. I'm sitting there by myself scoring the game. Like, come on. I don't know how this is going to end.
I left early because I knew that the next night I had plenty of night broadcasting.
That's right, because to his point, that occurred the day before the Giants beat the Eagles on a Thursday night, so it was all connected.
Right.
And finally, for today, number 11.
Number 11. News of the Jets' decision to cut Aaron Rodgers leaks out on Super Bowl Sunday.
I've learned that Aaron Rodgers flew back to New Jersey this week to meet with the Jets about his future. Met with the team head coach and the GM, only to be told that they want to move on from him. Now, the thing is, what does Aaron want his player or not? What happens? Did they trade him? Did they cut him? Whatever it is. But the fact that Aaron actually used his own plane to fly there to find out what the decision probably means that Aaron still wants to play another year, just not going to be for the Jets. How about that?
How about that? Mm. And this is almost a year ago now.
Jay Glazer on the report.
What makes this story number 11, in my opinion, and maybe just not even on the list, is Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's A-Rod opting out in the middle of the 2007 World Series. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not the shock of Aaron Rodgers being cut. It's when it came out.
Yeah.
And I coincidentally had the pregame show on. I don't even know why. I usually don't. And it was on in the background. And that's when I saw it. I was like, what? That's it?
Right.
It's over?
Yeah, and the timing was weird.
The timing was bizarre, and I keep thinking back to why, because that probably came from the Jet, or maybe came from Rodgers. Who leaked that story to Glazer?
I would guess it's the Jets, because why would Aaron Rodgers want to be obscured by the Super Bowl? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless
you want to upstage it the way A-Rod did.
Well, upstage it or not be embarrassed by it? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And so it feels like this was a Jet thing because it's going to get lost.
By the way,
whatever happens in that game.
One of the other things that Al has done far better than Sean is he brought a bunch of gifts. Like you just get, Al, you brought in like a ton of food. I mean, you're going to feed me for months.
Right. What is all this?
You brought in bakery stuff. Thank you, Al. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I have to give credit.
Yeah, this is Northside Bakery. That's out in Brooklyn.
Yep.
On North 8th Street in Brooklyn.
And Williamsburg, yep.
Yep, Williamsburg.
And by the way, to your credit, this is how classy of a guy Al is.
Oh, this is dope.
It's not only for Evan Robert, I guess there's no S.
That's my fault.
Tiki Barber and Sean Morash.
Oh.
So Sean, despite not being able to talk today, you can eat all this food from, where'd you get this up, bro?
Northside Bakery, 149 North 8th Street in Williamsburg. Shout out to Teresa Kramer. My daughter, they came and dropped it off at front. I truly appreciate that.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. Thank you to them.
What are these dumplings?
Those are pierogies, I believe.
Oh, pierogies.
You have to heat them up.
Nice.
By the way, for those who get it, you'll get it. The collection of food and the promotion is just a preview of next month.
Yeah, get used to that. Yeah. 2 to 6 p.m. here.
That's right. So thank you, Al. That was very nice.
I got one more.
Coming
there and for you.
You got a present?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He's coming in with a present.
Yeah.
Is it Met related? Is it like
Al comes bearing gifts?
It's an orange bag.
I mean, that looks like a fancy bag.
You think he gave me a fancy present?
I don't know. I mean, no, because he wrote your name on the side.
It says Evan on the front of the bag. Thank you, Al.
This one pained me, but go ahead.
It pained him to give this to me.
He said, this pained me, but he's right. Giving it to you.
Before you give it to me, I just want to say thank you. Whatever it is, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you will.
Well, it's going to be good. No, it's good. He said, this is for him, you it always pains, having his back.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Nets jersey.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay, who is it?
I got to open this. Oh, it's a Nets shirt. Let's see. Oh, it's number 5, Jason Katz! Thank you, man. I do love this. You know, Jason brought me probably my greatest sports joy, back-to-back NBA Finals. Thank you. That's you know what? That's an awesome Christmas gift. Thank you, T.O.
You're welcome. It pained me. I was at that suite, by the way, when we lost to them. Mm. All four of those damn games.
Oh, that's wow. One of my favorite moments. I feel like I have to get you something now. Yeah. There's awkwardness now.
Nah, you don't have to get
I kind of do,
I am
though.
A size large, just so you know. Sweaters, jerseys.
Oh, no. I have the perfect gift, since I'm not going to be able to sell them anyway.
Go ahead.
You name any Met game you want.
Hell no.
You're a Met fan.
And you said any Met game.
In April or May.
Oh, damn it. Forget April.
Actually, you may hit one out of the jackpot. I think the Yankees play in May.
Wait, does it? Oh, you're right. Oh, damn it.
I think you got some good games in May.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Yankees-Mets at Citi Field in May, if I'm not mistaken?
That's the best gift because it's already paid for.
Yeah, it's already paid for. Well, I mean, I'm still paying it off right now. Not actually, right?
Is it the one ticket, or I get the whole set of tickets for that game?
Well, I was going to take you.
All
Did
right,
you
so
not want to come
good.
With me?
No, sounds good.
How about this? I got four tickets, so I take you, and then you fill the two other seats with whoever you want.
Sounds good.
But I'm telling you right now, Tommy and Loogie are sitting right here. They would probably
And Loogie the same person.
Yeah.
You said Tommy and Loogie.
He's done it twice in 2 days. He's trying not to forget Tommy because he's going to be in after hours soon.
We'll do Man Day. I'm in. Everybody goes.
So everyone but Sean is over agreeing to.
Yeah, he can record us.
Yeah.
He can record us.
Yeah. We'll get you in with an extra ticket, and then you have to record us the entire time. That seems like a good idea.
By the way, Evan, coming up next hour, we have Idiots with Idioms.
Yes.
Our new segment here on Fridays.
Yes, 5:30.
We have one for next week. Write it down, 4:52, Evan Roberts. I think Al hit it out of the jackpot. That is not a phrase that I've ever heard. It's hit it out of the ballpark. So 4:52 or so.
Wait, who said that?
You did, dummy. You're like, Al, you might have hit it out of the jackpot there. I'm like, nah.
Hey, Sean, you don't have to worry about not having a ticket. There's always a Cadillac Club.
That is true.
Well, Tiki, you're not coming then.
I'll go right to the Cadillac Club. I'll be all good drinking my martinis.
Idiots with Idioms is coming up at 5:30. We will get to your phone calls. And yes, a Cinco de Tio coming up in just a few short minutes. It is Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Sean, you're bringing in reeds. That's very nice of you. He's running. He tripped. He ran it and tripped. Yeah, it's part of the job. You got to run it and give me the reeds.
Don't
and
he almost fell. Shot.
Oh, man, that would have been quite a collapse if he actually hit the ground.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.